Hey there, e-bike adventurers. Welcome to the deep dive.
I'm excited for this one.
Me too. Today we're pedaling our way down the CNO Canal towpath.
Virtually, of course.
Virtually, yeah. It's 185 miles of car-free awesomeness.
Car-free bliss?
Bliss, yeah. Winding from Washington, D.C. all the way to Cumberland, Maryland.
It follows the historic Chesapeake and Ohio Canal.
Okay, so we've got history.
We do.
We've got nature.
Absolutely.
But what about e-bikes? Can we even take those on this historic gem?
Yes. The National Park Service welcomes e-bikes.
Sweet.
Where traditional bikes are allowed, that is...
Okay, good to...
There are a couple of things to keep in mind.
Okay, lay it on me.
Your e-bike needs operable pedals.
So no throttle only.
Nope, got a pedal.
Gotcha.
And the motor can't exceed 750 watts.
So it's still a good workout.
Oh, absolutely. You get the assist, but you're still putting in the effort.
Love that.
All right.
All right. What about water? I imagine there are spigots along the way.
There are, but here's a heads up.
Okay.
As of 2023, all water spigots are labeled non-potable.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's a blanket rule now.
So even if I see a spigot, I can't assume it's safe.
Exactly.
Huh. That's a game changer.
It is. The NTS made this change to ensure everyone's safety.
I guess it makes sense.
You'll want to pack a reliable water filter.
Got it. So filter.
Filter. All right, onto the terrain.
Okay, what can riders expect?
Yeah, what are we dealing with here?
Most of the trail is pretty flat, a mix of crushed gravel and hard-packed clay.
Sounds doable.
It is. You'll encounter some short, steep inclines at the canal locks.
Oh, right, the locks.
But overall, it's manageable, even for beginners.
That's great to hear. What about permits? Do we need those?
No permits for riding or walking the towpath itself.
Awesome. Freedom to roam.
But if you're planning to stay overnight at a hiker biker campsite, they operate on a first come, first served basis.
So get there early.
Exactly.
What about other lodging options for those who don't want to rough it?
The CNO has a diverse range of lodging options.
Ooh, tell me more. You've got charming canal towns with cozy B&Bs.
Love a good B&B.
Historic lock houses you can actually spend the night in.
Wait, seriously?
Yes. And of course, the hiker-biker campsites for the rugged adventurers.
So many choices. I've heard about a paved alternative to the gravel path.
You're thinking of the Western Maryland Rail Trail?
WMRT. Yeah, that's the one.
It runs parallel to the towpath from miles 115 to 124.
Sounds like a nice break from the gravel.
It is. Smooth, paved, peaceful scenery.
Perfect.
But there's a catch for e-bikers.
Uh-oh, what's the catch?
Only Class 1 e-bikes are allowed on the WMRT.
So pedal assist only?
Yes, with a maximum speed of 20 mile an hour.
Good to know. All right, we talked about water.
Filter.
Right. But what about food?
You've got options. You can pack your own snacks.
Makes sense.
Or indulge in the culinary delights of the trail towns.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Imagine a delicious meal after a day of riding, soaking in the atmosphere.
Sounds perfect.
If you're in Cumberland, Maryland, I highly recommend the 9 Decatur Guest House and Hostel.
I've heard good things about that place.
Their restaurant is a hub for both CNO riders and Appalachian trail hikers.
What a mix.
It is.
What about bike shops? Are there places to get repairs along the CNO?
Yes, you'll find bike shops sprinkled along the route.
Phew, that's a relief.
They handle repairs, offer supplies, even tune-ups.
So we're covered.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about what makes the CNO truly special.
It's not just a bike path.
Right. It's an experience.
It is. An incredible blend of history and nature.
Like a living museum.
You said it.
And the fact that it's car-free, that's a huge plus.
It's a true escape.
Peace and quiet.
And you're riding on the same towpath those mules once used.
Wow, I get chills just thinking about it.
It's special.
It is.
What about you? What surprised you about the CNO?
You know, I was expecting the history to be the main attraction.
Makes sense.
But it was the wildlife that really blew me away.
Oh, tell me more.
I had this close encounter with a bald eagle soaring above the canal.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was. So majestic.
It just goes to show there are always surprises waiting around the bend.
Absolutely.
The CNO is a place where history whispers, nature unfolds, and adventure awaits.
I love that.
Me too. Speaking of surprises, you might be surprised by the tech you can find on the CNO.
Tech. On a historical trail.
I know, right? But the CNO Canal Trust has this awesome mobile app.
Oh, cool. What's it called?
It's called the CNO Canal Explorer.
Catchy.
It's packed with stories, historical tidbits, all about the canal's past.
Like a personal tour guide in your pocket.
Exactly. Imagine stopping at each lock, whipping out the app.
And diving into its unique story.
You got it.
Okay, we talked about campsites, but what about more comfortable options?
You mean for those who prefer four walls and a roof?
Exactly. Not everyone's cut out for roughing it.
Well, you're in luck. There's this fantastic network of cozy B&Bs.
Ooh, I love a good B&B.
Welcoming hostels, even some of those historic log houses we mentioned.
Wait, you can stay in the log houses?
You can. Imagine spending the night in a restored log house steeped in history.
That sounds incredible. Like stepping back in time.
It is. And for those on a budget, hostels are always a great option.
Plus, you get to meet fellow travelers.
Exactly. Swap stories from the trail.
Speaking of different paths, did you know the CNO intersects with the Appalachian Trail?
No, Harper's Ferry.
No way. Mm. So you could bump into a thru-hiker while on your e-bike.
It's a fascinating convergence point.
Hikers, bikers, history buffs, all in one place.
Imagine the stories you'd hear at a Harper's Ferry hostel.
Mind-blowing. Okay, back to the CNO.
Okay.
We know it's mostly slat, which is great, but are there any not-so-ideal sections?
There are a few stretches where the towpath runs close to the interstate.
Oh, so you hear the traffic.
Yeah, not the most peaceful experience.
I bet.
But remember the Western Maryland Rail Trail?
The paved path.
That's where it comes in handy. From miles 115 to 124, you can hop onto the WMRT.
For a quieter ride.
Exactly.
It's like you can customize your experience.
You can. Smoother, faster ride. Opt for the WMRT.
Want that rugged historical vibe. Stick to the towpath.
Precisely. But sometimes it's not about the destination or the speed.
It's about soaking in the scenery.
Yes. Enjoying the fresh air, embracing the slow pace.
And the CNO seems perfect for that.
It is.
And those canal towns we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
They seem like the perfect places to slow down and savor the experience.
Absolutely. Each town is like a little time capsule.
Offering a glimpse into the past.
Quaint restaurants, unique shops, historic sites to explore.
I can already picture myself at a canalside cafe watching the boats go by.
Sounds lovely.
Okay, we talked about water, restaurants. What about snacks?
Snacks are essential.
You don't want to get hangry miles from civilization.
Exactly. Think energy bars, trail mix, dried fruit, nuts.
Easy to pack, sustained energy, and won't melt or get crushed.
You got it.
Good advice. Speaking of preparation, we talked about water filtration.
All right.
But it's worth repeating, hydration is key.
Absolutely. Don't underestimate how much water you'll need.
Better to have too much than not enough.
Agreed.
Okay. What kind of e-bike is best for the CNO?
You don't need anything fancy.
Good to know.
A hybrid e-bike with wider tires is a good choice.
For the gravel?
Yes. It'll handle the surfaces comfortably and provide a smooth ride.
Makes sense.
And if you're camping, you'll need panniers or a trailer for your gear.
Of course.
And don't forget the essentials. A helmet, bike lights, a basic repair kit.
Speaking of repairs, what kind of issues should we be prepared for?
Flats are common with the gravel. Make sure you know how to change a tire and pack a spare tube, tire levers, a pump.
Always good to be prepared.
And a multi-tool is handy for minor adjustments.
Great tips.
Yeah.
Okay, is the CNO well marked?
It is, generally. But it's still a good idea to have a map, just in case.
A physical map or a digital one?
Either one. It's good to have a backup.
Okay, what about charging options for our e-bikes?
Most towns along the trail will have places to plug in.
Like where?
Restaurants, cafes, even some shops are often happy to let you charge while you eat or browse.
That's reassuring.
It is.
You wouldn't want to be stranded with a dead battery.
Nope. Planning ahead is key.
Absolutely.
One last thing before we wrap up this part.
Okay, what's that?
Respect the trail and the environment.
Leave no trace.
Exactly. Pack out what you pack in, stay on designated paths, be mindful of other users.
It's all about being responsible stewards of these amazing trails.
Exactly.
Okay, we've got the essentials down.
Rules, terrain, lodging.
Even snacks.
Yep.
But now, hit me with those insider tips.
Oh, you want the hidden gems.
Exactly. The stuff that makes a trip truly special.
All right, one of my favorites is the Monocacy Aqueduct.
The what now?
The Monocacy Aqueduct.
Say that three times fast.
It's this beautiful stone structure.
Okay.
Carries the canal over the Monocacy River.
Sounds picturesque.
It is a bit off the beaten path.
I love a good detour.
But it's worth it.
What makes it so special?
Well, it's a marvel of engineering.
From when?
Built back in the 1830s.
Wow, that's old.
And the views from the aqueduct are breathtaking.
I bet. All right, what other hidden gems do you have?
For the history buffs out there, check out the Seneca Quarry.
A quarry?
Yeah, it's just a short walk from the towpath.
Okay.
You can see the remnants of the quarrying operation.
What do they quarry?
Stone for the canal.
Oh, cool. Like a glimpse into the past.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, we've got views, we've got history. What about nature?
For the nature lovers, hike the Billy Goat Trail.
Billy Goat Trail.
It follows the Potomac River.
Sounds challenging.
It can be, but the views from the cliffs above are spectacular.
Worth it. Okay, I'm getting hungry. Any food recommendations?
If you're in Hancock, Maryland, and you're craving breakfast, try the Canal House Cafe.
What's good there?
Pancakes. They're famous for them.
Pancakes it is. All right, pro tips time. What advice would you give a first-time CNO e-biker?
First, make sure your e-bike is in top shape.
Tune up, check the brakes.
All of that. And pack a basic repair kit.
Flats happen.
They do, even though the CNO is relatively flat.
Right.
Those inclines at the locks can be tough.
Especially with gear.
Don't be afraid to use your lower gears.
Good point. Pace yourself.
Exactly.
What about clothes?
Layers, layers, layers.
Weather can be unpredictable.
It can. One minute it's sunny, the next it's raining.
Happens all the time.
And don't forget bug spray.
Oh, yeah, the mosquitoes.
They can be brutal.
All right, any offbeat tips?
Bring binoculars.
Binoculars, why?
The CNO is great for bird watching.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You'll see bald eagles, great blue herons, all sorts of birds.
Cool. All right, any last words of wisdom?
Take your time and savor the experience.
Don't rush it.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a race.
I love that. Well, I'm feeling inspired and ready to hit the CNO myself.
It's an amazing experience.
History, nature, e-barking adventure.
It's got it all.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the CNO Canal towpath.
185 miles of car-free bliss.
Be sure to check out the show notes for all the resources we mentioned,
including that CNO Canal Explorer app.
And if you have any questions, find us on social media.
Happy trails and happy e-biking.
And remember, always check local trail rules before you head out.
Some trails have specific e-bike restrictions.
Ride safe and enjoy the journey.